Hello and welcome to Weekly Update, the podcast where we read the funniest and most uplifting news from the past week. I'm Guy Amoretti.
And I'm Tiffany Kerr. Welcome, everyone. This is our very first podcast episode.
This is amazing. We've been in the radio game for quite some time now, but our producer, Sylvia, said, "Hey, guys, how do you feel about podcasts?" And what did you tell her?
I said, "I have no idea what that is, but let's do it."
And here we are, and we are excited. So we've been serving the great city of Chattanooga, Tennessee for the past 22 years now. Me personally, the past 20. How long have you been here, Tiff?
I think about 17 or 18 years.
Yeah, it's just a couple years after I started, you started. That's right. The people of Chattanooga know us pretty well, but we understand that the internet is pretty wide open, so you guys probably don't know much about us. So here we go. Let's do our weekly catch-up.
Yeah, so this week will be a little bit different because we're just going to give you some fun facts about us so that all the listeners out there that haven't heard us before will know kind of what we do, kind of what we're about. So go ahead, Guy, kick us off.
And who knows, maybe you and I will learn something about each other here. We'll see. My name, as you heard, is Guy Amoretti. I've been here 20 years. I'm also married to a lovely woman by the name of Nancy. I'll call her Nance on here. She likes that. She and I have three beautiful boys, triplets, Carver, Cameron, and Curtis.
And they are adorable.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah, they're adorable. Yeah. Middle school, right?
Sixth grade now.
Oh.
Growing up. It's weird.
That's so sweet.
It is so weird to see, but it's so great. They're becoming their own little human beings.
I love that.
What about you, Tiff?
My name is Tiff. I have a fiance named Jason.
Love
Jason. As you know, yep.
Talented guy.
He's so talented. Yes, he's a DJ. Yep, so it's Jason and I, and then we have a cat named Shirley, and Jason has a box turtle named Sam.
Sam, I haven't heard about the box turtle, so I did learn something.
Yeah, I don't mention him too often. Shirley and him got off to a kind of a rough start.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. How are they doing now?
They're doing a little bit better. We always keep the door closed into the turtle habitat room.
That must be a very special turtle if it has its own room. I love that.
Absolutely. Jason always says, "You, babe, Tiff, and then Sam." So.
I love that, Jason guy. Well, that reminds me, I didn't mention my family dog.
You have a dog?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh my gosh. We've had the dog for about 4 years now. His name is Canton. He's a black lab mix, so he's quite a handful sometimes, but we sure do love him.
Oh, that's so sweet. I bet the boys just play with him all day long.
It took years of convincing, and I finally gave in. It's really hard to say no to those boys.
Nance has talked about that before, yeah. That you have a hard time saying no to the boys.
But you know that Nance was on their side with this one. She's a big animal lover.
Absolutely.
And that's why I love her. All right, so enough about us. Why don't we get into our first segment?
Knee slapping news.
So here's where we give you some of the funniest news from the past week. Just what we saw that just really tickled us. So Tiff, why don't you go first?
This story comes from Florida. Neighbors saw a car.
Oh my gosh, you're already losing it. Isn't that funny? I'm excited to hear it.
Neighbors saw a car spinning in circles in reverse.
I'm on the edge of my seat. What is going on?
The car was spinning for about an hour before the cops got there. When they looked in, there was a dog driving the car.
There was not. Oh my goodness.
There absolutely was. What had happened was the owner accidentally left the car running, and then the dog shifted it into reverse, and it went on a lackluster joyride around the driveway.
I like that. Lackluster joyride. See, I love Canton, our dog Canton. He would not be smart enough to put a car in reverse and drive it around.
Apparently, it was a little bit traumatic for the dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he hit a mailbox, some garbage cans, and some bricks. But other than that, he was completely fine.
I bet he had his toes crossed that he was going to hit the mailman, not the mailbox.
Oh, Guy, Mr. Jokester. I do have a quote from one of the witnesses. "He was doing pretty good until he hit the mailbox. He went around for about an hour without hitting anything at all."
Honestly, very impressive.
I think so,
considering
too.
Considering the scenario.
Yeah, so that, I was cracking up when I was reading this story.
I love that story.
Yeah, so, okay, give us what you got.
That's so fun. Okay. This one comes out of Japan. Picture this. You go to Japan, looking for rooms to stay, and you see one for $1. You think, what a deal. But there's a catch.
Of course there's a catch. There's
always a catch when it comes to $1. So it's $1 a night at this hotel, but you have to live stream your entire stay.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. That's a little bit too much for me. I do believe that modest is the hottest, at least when it comes to your own stay in your hotel room.
I'm with you there. There are some rules in place, thankfully, though. So, for example, the bathroom is completely separate. You can't show any nudity or anything like that, anything risque. And there's no audio, so they can't hear you anyway.
Okay.
So there are some rules. So what you can do is, if you go on their YouTube channel, you can actually watch people right now. Just hop on there and watch them and they're in their stay. And I'm going to be honest here. I checked it out. I wouldn't be a good reporter if I didn't.
Well, what was it like?
They were sleeping. They were just lying there in the
dark. Cheap sleep.
So it was a cheap sleep. I watched this person sleeping for about 2 minutes. And I thought, wow, this person isn't doing anything interesting. And they're paying $1 a night. Good for them.
I think so, too.
Good for them.
Yeah, now that you explained it a little bit more, I don't see any harm in it. That's kind of fun. $1 a night, especially to go to Japan. Check it out. I would love to go to Japan someday. Oh my gosh, Jason, I would have so much fun.
You really would, wouldn't you? I bet you could find some great places to DJ over there.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Nance and I have talked about Japan. It's one of those places that just is a bucket list for both of us. But, you know, with the triplets, it's a little harder to fly three boys over to Japan. But who knows, maybe one day.
Well, if you do, I can ask someone to take care of the dog. I can't because I have Shirley, but I can look around for you.
That's sweet. Thanks. Thanks, Tiff.
Let's move on to our next segment, Sweetest Scoop, where we give you a very sweet story to brighten your day.
Okay, mine comes from the Netherlands. Gay penguins in zoo steal egg in attempt to become dads.
I love that.
This penguin couple. So in the penguin world, gay couples are fairly common. And some of them want to have eggs of their own and raise their own chicks. And this couple took matters into their own hands when they went over to another penguin couple, stole their egg to raise for themselves.
I love that. That reminds me of the penguins at the zoo. The two male penguins at the zoo, and they were given a baby penguin to adopt from another penguin who couldn't care for it.
Don't you love stories like that?
Yes, I love it. That's the kind of stuff that keeps me going.
It keeps you going, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Just want to mention that couple whose egg was stolen. The good news is they have a new egg now, raising it just fine. And so far, that gay couple, they're doing great. They're raising it just fine. And there's actually another story in that story about a lesbian penguin couple who, same thing that you were just talking about, these penguins, Thelma and Louise, were given an egg because another penguin couldn't care for it.
I love that.
It's incredible.
Penguins are so sweet and they're so cute.
Yeah, they really are. And here's a quote from one of the zookeepers, which sounds like a pretty, pretty good job. I love it here. Love my time here at Weekly Update, but if I had to pick a second best job, it would probably be penguin zookeeper.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, I couldn't do it because of the penguin poo-poo, but
a little too much for you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's now that I think about it, the smell of the fish, I don't know if I could handle it. Good point. So here's what the zookeeper had to say. They absolutely love having a chick to take care of. Obviously, they're not able to have their own, so the fact that they can still raise a healthy chick is amazing for them. And is such a beautiful experience to share. We agree, penguin zookeeper. We agree.
Well, that is really, really a nice story.
Touching, isn't it? All right, Tiff, how about your sweetest scoop? What do you have for us?
So this week, another story out of Florida.
Florida's and all in the news, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah, the Sunshine State.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful down there.
All right, this comes from a radio station that has a special contest called Win a Baby.
No. What kind of baby?
So listen here. This is actually really tender and sweet, and it touched my heart. The premise of the show is that they will have a call-in winner, and they will get one round of IVF treatment for free, covered by the radio show. So this is amazing for families that are trying and maybe not be able to conceive. So it's a really great idea. And the reason this was in the news, this week is because Anthony Rivera and his wife had gone through some really hard times. He had been diagnosed with cancer twice and then learned that he would not be able to conceive children. Well, this couple ended up winning the Win the Baby contest, and late summer this year, they had a baby boy.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness.
And it just touched my heart because it's so wonderful to see what radio can do. And I know we're moving on to podcasts, but it just is a little bit nostalgic for me thinking about all those years on the radio show with you guys.
Absolutely. We've run some contests through the years. Oh my goodness.
And we have we? Oh my Lord.
We like to think we brought a lot of joy to the people of Chattanooga over the years. And now we're so excited that we have this opportunity to bring that joy nationwide, potentially worldwide.
Yeah, I don't... We'll see how that goes. I'm crossing my fingers.
Don't want to get too big for my britches already, but I'm just excited, so I
am too. Now let's move on to our next segment, Tiff's Astrology. And the premise of this segment is that back in the day, in my 20s, I took an astrology course. And I'm not the best at it, but I do really like to look up in the sky every night and see if I can kind of interpret the stars and what's going on. So this past week, I looked up and this is what came to me and I wrote it down in my journal.
This is always one of the highlights of my week.
I hope that this touches you guys and that you can definitely see, maybe I know what I'm talking about. This is a time to let your creativity flow and do something you've never done. If there has been an idea floating around your head for a while, bring it to life. Share your creative process with family and friends, which will ensure it will blossom and grow.
Amazing. That feels a lot like what we're doing right now.
That's what I was thinking.
Right?
Yep, it happened a few days ago, and I was like, oh my Lanta.
That timing.
This is going to be amazing.
Truly, truly. Oh, I am so excited. And now that we're into the meat of it, I love it even more. I already loved the idea, but this is just fantastic.
It really is.
Well, would you believe it? It's already time for our last segment. This one is called, What's Your Problem? And this is where we hear from you. So each week, we take a listener question, play it on the air, and then try our best to answer it. So let's hear from this week's listener.
Hey Guy and Tiff, Christine from Los Angeles here, longtime listener, first time caller. So I'm wondering, how early is too early to put up your Christmas decorations?
Okay, that is a great question. Timing. I really like that.
The timing is perfect.
I have my own opinion about this, and it is that I think that they should be up all year round if you want. Absolutely.
You're a big Christmas fan, aren't you?
I am. You know what? My mom growing up always had the Christmas lights on the outside of the house year round. We always had a Christmas tree year round.
Was it a real tree?
Yes. And she would switch it out month to month.
Got it.
Yeah. And
that's a lot of work, but
it
if you love Christmas, what's
if you
harm?
Think I love Christmas, then you should meet my mother. So yeah, I think anytime, I think it's wonderful.
Gladys.
Gladys.
Yeah. I haven't met her, but I hear she's lovely.
Oh God. She is sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, she's...
Well, a little shout out to Gladys.
Hi, Mom.
You almost called her Gladys. As for me, you know, I just do what Nan says. You know, because for me, it doesn't matter. I'm with you there. I think if someone wants to have a tree up year-round, I won't judge. I love that. Christmas is one of the best times of the year. Honestly, all the holidays are. I'm a big holiday lover. It doesn't matter which one. So when it comes to leaving up Christmas lights, Christmas decorations, you do you. You do you, Christine, whatever you want. Because honestly, at the end of the day, if it makes you happy to have that tree up, leave that tree up.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
What's your favorite holiday anyways, Guy?
Oh, me and the family, we love Halloween. We go all out every single year.
Okay, I'm having a hard time remembering. What did you and the family go as this year?
Balloons.
All five of you?
All five of us. Well, the two adults, the grown people, we went as hot air balloons. A little
cute,
bigger.
Cute. Cute. Yeah.
And then the three boys, we dressed them up as regular balloons.
Oh my gosh, I really like that.
It was adorable.
That sounds like a pretty easy costume, too.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Lots of paper mache, lots of latex, and a little bit of time. The great part was, we barely spent anything. That's what's so nice. It was all a family experience. We all worked together on it. The boys were so excited to help make their own balloons. It was so much fun.
That sounds great.
Yeah. What about you? What did you guys do for Halloween?
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, Jason had a gig on Halloween.
Fun. Spooky.
Yep. Down at the Lobster Shack.
I love me some Lobster Shack.
Me too. It's really fun. And it's so fun that we get to go there all the time. But Halloween was extra special. Everyone was all dressed up. I dressed up as a turntable.
Oh, my gosh.
It was actually a working turntable.
Oh, so wait, were you up there on stage while he was doing his set?
No. Oh, okay. I think that would have been a little bit distracting for him.
Yes, probably. But that's a little heavy. Was that heavy to walk around like that?
Okay, well, it was. But, no, it was fine. I kind of took one apart. I stuck the record on my head and it would spin.
Oh, wow.
And it actually had the needle on there as well. And then I was holding the rest of
it. Got it.
Yeah, I had a crazy vision for the whole thing. And then last minute, Jason needed some new pants for, you know, just a crazy evening. So that's what my costume ended up being. But it was really fun. And I think he thought it was really cute. He knows I love his DJing.
Of course. No, that's so sweet. That's so sweet of you to think of him. On a holiday like Halloween, you don't normally think, oh, what can I do for my significant other? But that's what you do, Tiff. I love that about you.
I love Jason. He's so wonderful. He really is. Yep, he deserves it.
You both are very lucky.
Thank you. So I think that wraps it up for this week.
That wraps this week up. Wow, what a fun time.
This has been really fun.
We are so excited for the possibilities here, and we can't wait to hear from you.
Feel free to go on to Anchor and leave us a voice message. That's how you can get your question to us. Make sure that you tell us your name. And if you want to give me your astrological sign, that's going to be really fun for me, along with a question.
And Sylvia's telling me that you can find the link for that in the notes for the episode. You can find us on Instagram at Weekly Update. And you can find us on Twitter at Weekly Update Pod. We're also on Facebook, so say hi to us there. And for anything else, feel free to send us an email at weeklyupdatepodcast@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear from you.
Thanks so much, guys. See you next week.
Thanks, Tiff. Can't wait.